When you picture a playground, the image of swings and slides and monkey bars come to mind. But a playground can be much more than that. Crystal Chan has this story of just such a place.
There is a magical place. It is located in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and I helped build it. In 1997, the city decided they would build a playground for children in the heart of Menominee Park. This playground would have turrets and wooden sculptures for kids to climb on and through. The city also decided that this would be built by us, its residents. And so the city came together. Thousands of volunteers and even more thousands of hours of volunteer time, and the whole city buzzed with excitement. This was going to be a playground by us, for us. I thought that this was very cool. So I showed up. I hammered and painted alongside people who I didn't know, but who I knew were my neighbors. Neighbors in Oshkosh. Since then, I moved to Chicago. Recently, I was visiting Oshkosh along with my aunt who lives in Indiana. That night, my mom offered to give me a tour of the city, what has changed, what hasn't, and I invited my aunt to come with us. We went to the places that I used to visit as a kid. As mom drove us around, she said that Little Oshkosh was going to be taken down due to its aging status and the upkeep that all of that wood required. Heartbroken, I said, "Let's go see it then." So the three of us, three grown adult women, drove to Menominee Park. Little Oshkosh stood in the gold lamplight, its familiar angles and shadows sticking out like nothing had changed at all. My aunt, who is Colombian American, breathed a sigh of wonder when she saw the expanse of the park. "It's so big," she exclaimed. As we approached the official entryway, we studied the little hand-painted tiles that residents had designed 21 years ago. Somewhere, there was a tile that I had painted. When we passed through the entryway, a voice cried out, "Arr, who goes there?" "It's just us," I said to the invisible teenager. The pirate promptly disappeared, in the way that I, myself, as a teenager, had played pirate and guarded the fortress. The three of us wandered the wooden staircases, nooks and crannies, and in that lamplight, we entered into wonder, possibilities. Before you knew it, my mother, a retired teacher, aunt, and I started playing on that same playground. We were transported to our childhoods as we explored Little Oshkosh in the way that those thousands of volunteers 21 years ago were hoping and dreaming people would, in the way they knew people would. I'm not sure if Little Oshkosh will be standing the next time I come home. But that evening, my mom, aunt, and I wandered the turrets and felt the spirits of those who had gone before us. The playground had created a space of magic for countless people in a way that would be unreproducible. It was a reminder that when communities come together with a common goal and vision, not in spite of, but because of their different backgrounds and different skills, you can make magic. And I helped build it.
Little Oshkosh is slated to be replaced with new playground structures later this summer. Crystal Chan is a storyteller and the author of the book, All That I Can Fix. Wisconsin Life is a co-production of Wisconsin Public Radio and Wisconsin Public Television in partnership with the Wisconsin Humanities Council. Additional support comes from Lowell and Mary Peterson of Appleton. Find more Wisconsin Life at wisconsinlife.org. I'm Steve Gotcher.